Hey, everyone, and welcome to Thirsty Thursday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
Kevin.
All right. Kev, we're going to do our weekly check-in. Are you caught up on what we do in the shadows?
I'm halfway through season two.
Okay.
So I'm progressing, and it's hilarious. I'm loving it.
What was the last episode you watched?
The last one I watched was the episode...
It wasn't Jackie Daytona because you didn't say anything.
No, so I haven't gotten to that episode because I've heard the name Jackie Daytona, but I don't know what to expect.
Oh boy.
Man, I'm trying to remember the last one I really remember was when they tried to bring back their old it was Haley Joel Osment. They were trying to bring back Haley Joel Osment, and the guy was like scatting, like while he was doing, he's checking his text messages, and they're like calling him out. They're like, "Are you sure this is part of the process?" And it was hilarious seeing that whole scene and that whole episode of him coming back as a zombie, and Guillermo trying to tell them that. And they're like, "No, it's fine. He's just, you know, he's just excited. He's just climbing the walls on his own. No biggie, you know." Like, I'm really enjoying it, but it's been a really funny show so far. Oh, that's where it's at. The last episode I saw was where Guillermo was joining that group. He just met the group about the Mosquito Club.
The Mosquito Hunters or whatever.
Yeah, the Mosquito Hunters.
With Craig Robinson.
Yes, and that's the last episode I saw.
And that one girl from Orange is the New Black.
Yes. Yeah, the short-haired one. Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, she was one of the meth heads or something like that.
Yeah, she's the one that got, like, scarred. I think during a fight in the kitchen or something.
She had, like, the oil burn.
Poured on her throat.
Yeah.
Ow.
Man. But, I'm loving the show so far. Hopefully by next week, since I'm back to working, I should be able to, like, work and kind of watch on the side, like Doug does. So.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, can't wait for you to finish it up so we can move on to season four.
I can't wait to get to the Jackie Daytona thing so I can see what the hell the whole thing's about. Because like I said, that's what everybody talks about now.
You'll get there. You'll get there very quickly.
So good. So good.
Very quickly. Let's see. Did anyone watch anything together? Has anyone seen anything? Chucky? Has everyone caught up on Chucky?
Nope.
3 episodes.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess let's just break into stuff. I started watching Always Sunny.
Yes! That is fantastic.
You guys...
That first season.
It's rough.
I was already like, oh boy. Like, I can already tell they're just very selfish people.
Yep, it's dark, and it just gets darker somehow.
I'm halfway through episode 4, which Charlie has cancer, and he tells what's his face, like, in the apartment. He's like, "Yeah, man." And he's like, "Hey, did you want to talk?" And he's like, "Well, I mean, I got guys downstairs, the basketball, I should go. Like, he just opened up about having cancer, and he's like, "I gotta get going." I was like, "Jesus Christ!" And then they let underage kids drink at the bar. Like, I just can't. I just can't.
So you get business.
Oh my God! So
Caleb introduced the show to me like right in the maybe the middle of season one. Actually, season one may have already been out. It may have been like middle of season two, and it was just like. Like, what the fuck is this show, dude? Like, what the fuck? And then the season two, when they introduced Danny DeVito, it just gets so fucking good.
So good.
Like, it's so good. There's an episode, I think it's in season two, like the gang gets held hostage or something like that. I don't see it in season two. When did that episode? That one is the one that won me over, where I was like, "Oh my god!" That's season 3, episode 4. The gang gets held hostage. That's have you met the McPoyles yet? I feel like you have. Oh. Have you met the McPoyles yet? If not, I think you do meet them in season one. There's this group of characters, and it's played. You'll recognize the actor. Jimmy Simpson. Jimmy Simpson, something like that. Is it like Westworld and House of Cards. It's been a lot of fucking things. It's him, and it's him, this other actor, and they're the brothers, and they have a sister who doesn't talk, and it's they're like homeschool kids, but they went to the same high school as them, but like just that like level of like, so y'all inbred. I'm like, y'all fucking, like, it's so fucking awkward. It's also where that Ryan stabs somebody, where we always say that to Ryan. That's where that comes from. It's from that, specifically that episode. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for you to get there. I love Sunny. It's, and I'm so excited they just announced that season
24.
What the fuck ever is coming out on the
14, 13, I would think at this point. Because I think 12 is the last one.
Yeah. Let's see. Season 14. It was 2019.
I think 15. I think they're on 15, aren't they?
It's 15. Wow. Yeah, December 1st, 2021. A year in review. The game looks back on 2020 to justify the numerous PPE loans.
Oh my god.
Also, Jer, as you continue to watch the show, I just want you to just keep Caleb in mind while you're watching Dennis Reynolds.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially as the seasons progress. Oh my god.
Okay.
And especially think of like Caleb, like when you first like met him, like before Franca, like Franca really like toned this little bitch ass down, but like back when Caleb was living on his own, you remember he was on that apartment on 7th Street. You remember we'd go over there and record Saga sometimes.
And I remember like
that Caleb.
I remember when we were over there and there were so many sex like paraphernalia like lining the apartment. It was nuts.
Yeah.
Sex so that swings. Lube. Yeah. Buckets of it. Where did he get it? Sam's Club?
Must have. But yeah, Caleb is Dennis. And Dennis is Caleb. They are one.
I will continue to see it. Okay, so listen. Kev and I are playing a game together. And we're having a great time. So we both picked up the new Call of Duty Vanguard game.
Yes.
And so I have broken that part of my, the Activision side of my protesting against the company. I still won't play a Blizzard game, but I broke my vow. And one of the main reasons were what really did it for me was when I was on Twitter, I saw, and I forgot her name, but she's one of the lead programmers on the game. And she posted a group photo of the team. And then she wrote a really heartwarming message that said, hey, everybody, just wanted to reach out and say, thank you for purchasing the game, and thank you for supporting this company, which is what she works for. Is who makes this one? It's Sledgehammer.
Sledgehammer.
Yeah. And so she works for Sledgehammer Games, and she was like, "We really, really appreciate all the support and all the love, and we just want to let you guys know that we worked." This game was completely made through a pandemic, and we worked and poured our life and souls into this, and we really appreciate the support, and we are very proud of what we made and blah, 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 and we hope that you enjoy it and stuff like that. And that was really, and I was like, you know what? I said to myself, I'm supporting them, and, you know, by not playing all these games and stuff, I'm not just protesting, but I'm also not supporting the good people who actually do care and do want to make really great games and want to, and so, the, and I really felt like that they really worked hard on it. And I felt like, you know what? I mean, I love the series, and this message kind of pushed me over the edge. I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to play it because I do want to support them as a company. I hate their publisher, but I want to support the people behind the game, and I'll throw my money at that. So I was happy to do that. And it's a great game so far.
That it is.
So,
Kevin, I agree with you on that, man. And also, when you said it, you know, especially through a pandemic, that's amazing because this game plays better than Black Ops. It plays just as good as Modern Warfare did as far as the optimization goes. So it's, I mean, right out of the box, so to say, it's great. I haven't had one crash in the game yet. We've had trouble getting into games together at times, but I think that's because it's a server issue. It's going to happen. But man, I'm loving this game so far.
It was not only made through a pandemic, but everybody worked from home. So it was all made from home. And that's a huge accomplishment.
Yeah.
That's a huge accomplishment. You know, maybe they should just keep doing that. Cause what better way to create a that right there, perfect working environment. You don't have to deal with the BS of being in those meetings and witnessing sexual harassment. I mean, I guess it could still happen through chat messages and stuff like that and Zoom calls.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, I'm sure, but stuff like that is also easier for there to be
paper trails.
Yeah, there's a digital footprint, to speak you sent me a dick pic on the company Slack, so guess I'm just gonna screenshot this and forward it to our boss.
Yeah,
he's like, no, that was a game asset. Ah.
It was a small asset.
All right.
You joined this Zoom meeting without your clothes on. Well, we've set the Zoom meeting to record, so this is going to the company cloud, and we'll just report this and have the use that as, you know, I have to imagine that maybe possibly working from home probably did cut down on the amount of sexual harassment claims because it probably wasn't happening because people were at home. Mm-hmm. And that way, if they needed a wank, they didn't have to go harass the person next door. They just went to Pornhub.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hopefully not when connected to the company VPN.
That's why you just have a side laptop set up. Your own personal.
You know how to do this. Right to the side. You know what's up.
that's my porn laptop.
That's my porn laptop.
Oh, that's too funny.
You
keep
it right out of frame of your camera. That way, they don't see that you have another laptop set up. And then it's just I'm working. Mm-hmm. And then Kev, camera off. Yeah.
It conveniently folds up, so I do it. I don't need Big Brother watching me.
Big Brother needs to watch you, or they can't come. They can't finish.
You know what? I've gotten to the age. I've gotten to the age where I just don't care. I'm like, if I see that blue light turn on, that camera activate, you're gonna see something. You're just gonna see it.
Well, I also think I'm out of frame. I'm not rolling back 10 feet for you to be able to see stuff.
Right.
I can't be bothered to move that much. And then also I'm not looking at anything I'm not looking at anything that would get me in any trouble. Mm-hmm. Anything too risque, but I mean, whatever. Everyone's got their kinks, right? But I mean, I'm not looking at anything that's illegal or is going to get me in trouble. So it's not going to be like that episode of Black Mirror where that guy gets caught watching kid porn and then they use it against him to make him do shitty things. So I ain't worried about that. So you ain't going to see anything. And I'm not doing anything illegal. So I don't fucking care. If that gets your jollies off watching someone's O-face or whatever. His O-face.
And that, listen, people pay good money for that as well. So,
I guess if this is something that interests you, let me know. Maybe I'll start an OnlyFans.
God, we should. Again,
you won't see anything. It will be super.
Just be your beard cam.
And listen,
beard cam.
He has, not to put his personal info out there, but he's had to wank it at least 340 times in the last couple weeks. So. He's got a lot of content to put up on that OnlyFans.
This is unrelated. I have that appointment. So this is real. So we're recording in for the future.
Right.
I had that appointment yesterday.
Oh, how did it go?
Well, it was an appointment, quote unquote. I had to do the deed into a cup and then take it to a place and hand it to them.
Do you do it at home?
You do it at
okay.
home.
So that you way you're comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
And everything's like, they give you like a paper bag and, you know, for the, put the cup
it's
in.
Brown paper sack.
The white paper sack.
But, they're like, yeah. Where's the burger?
Yeah.
Just make sure there's like a cup. Do they give you the cup beforehand, or can you go in there with like a fucking Quick Trip cup?
No, it's a cup that has like a was so interesting. So that like they give the bag came with two cups, which I was like, what the fuck do you expect me to do with? What do you expect me to do with two of these? That's way too much. this is ridiculous. But they're both already sealed, and so I'm like, am I supposed to break the seal on these? Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do, because the whole thing is that it's supposed to be like. I mean, obviously I must, but it has a tag written on it that's like contents within sealed for protection or whatever. And it's like, there's nothing in there. I haven't done it. You know, like there's not, I didn't do anything yet.
That's just like the steriles. That's the sterilization.
It's sterile. Level. Yeah.
Can I ask a question? Peeing in a cup, pretty easy, right? Finishing in a cup is a whole nother ball game because like you have to be actively working and then you have to actively like aim, but also actively enjoy yourself to get to that point. Mm-hmm. Do you have your wife help?
I think that would probably make things easier. But my appointment for drop off was after the time that she's at work.
Oh so, no. Okay. Yeah. Well, best of luck.
It's one of those Quest labs, right? One of those Quest diagnostic labs or whatever that have to like. You have to set up an appointment just to drop it off. Like I will like again. This hasn't happened yet. Like in the day in which this people will be listening to it, it will have happened. Sorry, everyone, you're having this thought in your mind about me whacking it at home. But like when we're recording it, it hasn't happened yet.
Hey,
so that would have been smart. But they're only open from like 7 a.m. till 4 p.m. or 5 p.m. or whatever. Like I'm no point. My wife and I home at the same time in those hours.
Can you do a goof for me? Can you get a Route 44 slushy from Sonic and then bring it inside with you? And they go, oh, do you have your sample? And then set it down and go, here you go. And they go, oh, wrong one, sorry. and then put the bag down. Just do that. Thank you.
No, but they tell you not to do anything for two to seven days is like they're like, yeah.
Okay, so they want you to break the cup? Like, are they expecting you to, like, long shot that? Like, that's... When you go a week, it builds up.
That's what they want. You know, they want a large sample.
Oh, they're going to get it, man. You're going to have to get, like, an extra large cup.
I will be honest, it's a rather large cup too, which is also at the same time intimidating, right?
Yeah.
Because you're like, you're like, oh yeah, like the, no problem. And then in reality, when it actually comes down to it, you're gonna be like, oh, that.
That's a little dribble.
that's it. There's nothing. That barely fills the bottom.
You guys were expecting an ocean. I gave you a little creek.
Yeah. But I'm hoping for quick results. They said it could take up to like a week before I find out, and I'm already like, it's been 2 months since we have it's been longer than 2 months since we've without, you know, some sort of protection or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like I can't fucking wait. the goal is in sight, right? It's so fucking close.
So I guess we should. I mean, we've already come this far. Doug has. I mean, no one has a context right now. We went through this whole thing and people are like, what the fuck are they talking about?
I had a vasectomy. I've mentioned it on the show months ago, back in September when I had it. Yeah.
But people don't remember. There's a short-term memory, okay?
Yeah, sorry. I had a vasectomy, so we got to make sure I'm shooting blanks.
Yeah.
So I have to provide a sample that proves that I am. And I swear to Christ, if I'm not, if it didn't stick or whatever somehow, and I told Katie, I was like, I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do. I don't think I can do that again. It sucked. It was terrible. It was like the worst. It was one of the worst things.
If it didn't stick, it seems like y'all having more kids. So
she was like, then you're gonna go get it again, or you're gonna wear a condom until I go through menopause. I was like, no.
No.
So.
Oh, man. All right. Hopefully everybody enjoyed Thirsty Thursday. I'm glad.
It really turned. Yeah, we changed the whole meaning of thirsty.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
I hope you guys enjoyed talking about Doug's sperm for the last 10 minutes.
Yeah. I played Assassin's Creed. and Ollie and I have been playing a lot of Slime Rancher, which is a cutesy little game. If you need a game to like literally just like turn your brain off, because there's a story, but there's not, you know what I mean? It's not like an interactive story. It's like you find these little journal entries hidden around the world that kind of give you a story. Otherwise, it's just like, just gonna go farm some shit.
Are you kidding me? You're playing another game that you might as well, you're trying to get your fix of the pressure washer game.
Oh, yeah. Because we started playing after I beat that again, and there's been like my, you know, because I'll play Pressure Washer before going to bed, and there's been nights where it's like I will play Pressure Washer again. I was like, I'll just go play Slime Rancher. It's like the same high. Because sometimes, you know, B will be like, hey, you know, hey, play Back for Blood, and I'm just like, I just don't have the mental capacity right now to actively shoot zombies. Like, I'm too tired for that. But I can definitely go farm some slimes. Like, I can 100% go do that. Same thing with Assassin's Creed. I do not have the mental energy right now to follow a story or do any of that stuff. But yes, I can go farm some slimes.
Nice. All right. Let's see. That's it for Thirsty Thursday. Tomorrow we got Fan Friday. I can't wait to hear all the questions that you guys had. Until then, I'm Jeremy.
Doug.
Kevin. Yeah,